Good morning. It's 10:13. It's hard to see the screen. It's so light. 10:13, November 3rd. 10:03, 11:03. Yeah, oh, cool enough. So, on top of yesterday's bad news, I did get some good news. The 16:28, I am cooking this morning. I'm in a hurry, I need to get home. I have to do a recording. I need to get some lines recorded for Abby Hilton before she disowns me. It's the last gasp of book 4. I think it's only book 5 is left. So yeah. So yesterday was my doctor's appointment, my way in, my 4-month checkup. And we had to talk about diabetes, and I don't, at the moment, have a full-blown diagnosis of diabetes, although I do have elevated glucose, which I knew. The good news was that my weight was down almost 10 pounds in 16 weeks. So the diet is working. Exercise is not helping all that much, but the diet at least is working. So I need to keep that up. I need to do more of that. I need to lose another 8-9 pounds in the next 16 weeks. I think it's completely doable. Yesterday on the way back from the doctor, I had a blowout with cream-filled, chocolate-covered donuts. And last night for dinner, I had shrimp scampi. Oh, there's dogs. What a surprise. I'm shocked. For dinner, I had shrimp scampi, mashed potatoes, green beans. I even had ice cream. And it was delicious. So today I'm back on my diet. Today I'm back on bread and peanut butter, toast and peanut butter for breakfast. I got some fresh tomatoes and my avocado. I was gonna make a guacamole, but my avocado went bad. So I've gotta get some more avocados. Every once in a while the grocery store has 10 for buck sale. And I always buy them and I should never buy them. Because the 10 for buck sales are usually gone by. The inside flesh is all brown and gray and nasty looking. Nothing I want to eat. So, there's that. And True Green yesterday wanted to know about when we were going to pick up the leaves on our lawn so that they could put the final application on. They're going to reschedule for 2 weeks out. Give me a couple weeks for the rest of the leaves to fall to get the ones that are down picked up. I'll take a couple hours with the bagging mower, get kids to hold the bags, get some leaf bags, and pick them up in the mower. It goes a lot faster. Particularly if I've got some help. And I have 2 kids who I can think I can lean on to get some help. So yesterday I spent a lot of time thinking. Not surprising. And spent time with my family. Good morning. Good morning. Spent time with my family. I asked Laurie how soon I need to come to see her. She says she doesn't know. If she waits too long, I'll just go. I have friends who can support me on that end. terms of getting a ride from the airport and all the rest. So that's not a problem. I have a brother who lives not too far away, 30 miles, 40 miles out. Now around here, 40 miles is pretty much next door. In Maine, 40 miles, I think I've talked about before, 40 miles is quite a trek. Because there's no straight lines. Now my nose is going to run. I don't know what that's going to do for my reading voice, but we'll see. I'm bundled up today. It's 45 degrees. I'm bundled up like it's 30. And yesterday I would have needed it. Yesterday I did need it. It was cold. The wind was very raw. Today, there's a little breeze, but the sun's up high enough, so when the sun shines on me, it's quite warm. So yeah, my wife was home all day yesterday, fixed dinner for the kids last night. Shrimp was a special request. Elder daughter's been asking for it for a long time. And last night seemed like a good night to treat myself to some shrimp and treat them to some shrimp and spend a little family time. Shoulders and back are all tensed up. I wonder why. I can't imagine why I might have any tension. Alright, turn east. 6 cents of a mile to the house. And Amanda didn't tell me my lap time. I wonder if I inadvertently shut it off. I wonder if I'm still recording. I think so. Yep, 8:59. 9:02. Okay. 9 minutes into what is likely to be an 18-minute podcast today. All right. Rock on with my bad self. So let's see, I don't have to go anywhere today. I don't have to do anything except this stuff for Abby Hilton. I'm not going to be able to record for very long, about 27 to the end of the book, so it should be like 30 chapters, maybe 32. And I don't have to read all of it, I only have to read my lines. So, with any luck at all, it won't take an hour, and then a couple hours to edit, and then I can go back to my own stuff. But I feel bad. Abby has been very patient. And I thought I was not holding her up, but apparently I am. So, Ouch. I hate being held up myself, so I hate doing it to other people. I need to work on that. Also need to work on my calendar. Still haven't got my November calendar up. I've been kind of preoccupied with other things. Don't really want to be reminded of the passage of time today or yesterday. It's one of the things about being 60. I was talking to the kids at school, the high school kids, who are only just barely more than a quarter of my age. Not even a third yet. They're all 16, 17 years old. And the thing is, I remember being in high school. I remember being senior in high school. I remember being a junior in high school. I was such a shit. God. I think probably everybody is. Sort of comes with the turf. You have to figure out what being a shit means. And the only way we can do that is to do it. It's like, oh yeah, that's what being a shit is. And I'm sure when they're not in class, or when they're on their own, or when they're nobody's looking, I'm sure these kids are just the same. I wish them so much luck. I wish them so much good. I hope for them so much. And I talked to Brian Humphrey about their writing and how much it's improved over the course of the semester. And part of it, I'm sure, is part of it is this class, because 4 days a week they're actually in this class. It's only on the fifth day that they have stuff to do for me. And that works out really well because it gives them an alternate perspective and also gives them another voice to hear the lessons that Brian is trying to teach. So it's very cool. It's very much a synergistic effort, and I really enjoy it. For nothing else, it makes me stop whatever I'm doing once a week, interrupt the rut, break the pattern, and go off and play with the kids. And it's so much fun. And I'm really enjoying their books. The two that I'm really have been able to see are both paranormal. It's like, meh. But that's what they want. That's what they're interested in. That's what they want to write. So the fact that I don't necessarily want to read it, notwithstanding, it could certainly help them avoid some of the cliches. One of them has daylight vampires, which I'm a little bit irked about, but at least they don't sparkle. One of the problems with doing paranormal, one of the problems for these kids in particular doing paranormal, is that they haven't really thought about what vampire means, what vampire does, what vampire represents in terms of other. This is a very simple story about a girl who gets turned into a vampire, learns that there is a way to undo it, and how to find that way and prevent herself from becoming undead. The other one is a MacGuffin guardian portal gate story, which is, it's actually coming together very nicely. I'm quite impressed. They're asking some interesting questions. We had a long talk about point of view. And Brian even got into point of view, because in his book he does some transition from point of view to point of view, from paragraph to paragraph. It's very clear. It definitely works in that you never wonder whose point of view you're looking at or from. Very much like Nora Roberts in that regard. But of course all the writers who are giving him advice are saying, oh well, you're head hopping, you can't do that point of view, no, that's bad. Except it tells the story. That's what he needs to do in order to tell the story. So he's going to just put in line breaks, put in a little scene break, double line, three tildes or something to indicate a change. And then it's not head hopping, it's just a shift in point of view, which is, well, on its surface kind of arbitrary, but on from another standpoint, it's a stylistic approach that will keep people from giving him crap reviews by saying, aha, here's something bad that I can point to, here's something that's not right that I can find fault with. And so, yes, see, this is why it's bad. So from that standpoint, subverting that tendency for people to throw rocks is a good thing. So I think it'll work out for him in the long run. I said before, it's a hell of a story. Gosh, it's a wonderful story. I need to get a blurb together so I can find him a cover artist. Yeah, neighbor's picking up leaves in his yard. All kinds of leaves down here in this yard. Walking by the park is a blanket of leaves on the grass. Still. Off we go, across the street. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. $16.55 on that last mile. Excellent time. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I will talk to you then.